Prepare, good people, to give ear with speed, for now to give instructions I proceed, to tell of sins for which the land does groan, such sins whose cries will bring fierce vengeance down. And make us to repent them when too late, therefore in time let us prevent the fate. With meek submission heaven's high wrath assuage, before he opes the floodgate of his rage. Vengeance was lately studied, God did repent, if midst of judgment and our woes prevent. Surely our deliverance is and quite forgot, from plague, fire, war, and this more dreadful plot. Lament then all for sins and sin no more, let us our former wicked ways deplore. Young men and maids, embrace God's sacred truth, remember your Creator in your youth. Be not by hell's temptations drawn away, vile lusts and sinful follies to obey. Know if your good heaven's glories you shall share, the bad in endless torments must despair. Vain swearing let not in your mouth be found, for such presumption know the world was drowned. Harbor no pride, for by that Satan fell, from joys above to howl in flames of hell. Remember that you're bought with precious blood, and that the Lord of life once thought it good to lay his glory by and take our shape, that we the second death might freely scape. Give not yourselves to whoredom, 'tis a crime, youths much addicted to in this our time. Lewd women holy writ does still declare, is unto man a stumbling block and snare. Israel durst tempt from them the mighty God, if Jacob, who consumed them with his rod, sent his devouring plagues which swept away near 20,000 of them in one day. So for the like sin we in numbers fell, the living could not the dead number well. Our city too was soon reduced to dust, and yet there's few that think of living just. Although God's judgments duly threaten, yet to swear and curse young children think it fit, and parents who severe for it should chide do oft in hearing of them take a pride. Belching of swift damnation now is grown a thing so common that some do it unknown. Though blazing stars and prodigies foretell that we against the King of Kings rebel. Cautious be youths and maids, I say how you do hastily the paths of death pursue. Wisdom cries loud and bids you turn aside. Oh, hear her voice and let her be your guide. Do not give ear to such as would betray, You into mischief cause you to go astray. But let God's word your only pattern be, for that is life unto eternity. Even follow their good lives who with their blood sealed up their testimony and withstood Rome's persecutions, nor did shrink nor faint to suffer all the tyrants could invent. Follow, I say, the examples of the just, and in God's mercy still be all thy trust. Parents, instruct your children that they may your precepts and your just commands obey. Govern them wisely, and you'll quickly find, as you instruct them, so they'll be inclined. But if you nurture them in vice when young, they'll vex your soul when they grow great and strong. Honor your parents, for if you despise, the valley ravens will pluck out your eyes. Pay homage to them, and you long shall live in the good land which God himself does give. Imagine not, but God does see thy ways. 'Tis he alone that can prolong thy days, and after give thee everlasting life, whence he has banished envy, hate, and strife. Know this, young man, in this thy day the peace and welfare of thy soul ere life does cease. Dangers beset thee, and as death doth leave, so judgment finds, then don't thyself deceive. Learn, servants, to obey and to be just. Let none be prompted to betray his trust. I service hate, for such does God despise. Do not defraud, nor give in be to lies. Make no debate, nor on the Sabbath play, for that the Lord appoints his holy day, that he hath sacred made above the rest, and heavy doom against breakers aren't expressed. Now let your heart be pure and perfect. Why? Because the dreadful day of death draws nigh, and after that the final day of doom, which speedily will upon all flesh come. Oh, then let me extort both young and old to pray to God ere he his wrath unfold, and let all live as they intend to die, lest they for sin be bound in flames to lie.